You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the war, and I'd like to give the information, asking for help, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, the live version. And let me address a couple of things here before we jump into what we're going to do. I probably got about 50 emails from people about this time last Sunday and on into Monday saying, Dave, you played a replay. You didn't tell us you're going to be gone. I need to be really clear about something. I will never announce from this point on when I am going to be off the air and on vacation, which I was. I was up in Colorado. Got to meet with Paul Martin, by the way, who will be with us in the third hour. And, of course, Katie. And Katie's at a reunion tonight and wasn't able to get back in time, so we'll have her back next week. But for security reasons, you know, I can be traced, and I'm back traced myself. And when I go on vacation, you know, you're going to find out after the fact for security reasons. And if I'm not able to take all my family members with me, that even puts them in greater ourselves in greater jeopardy. So I appreciate your understanding. We don't take many days off, but when we do, it has to be unannounced because of security reasons. All right, a couple things we want to run through real quickly here. Let me just say this. We have a great, great show for you. Ted Brewer is staying over from his terrific show, and we're going to be talking about some critical current events. And in the second hour, you heard me say Paul Martin's going to be with us in the third hour. And in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Griswold, and we're going to talk more about preparation. Folks, it's getting close. I mean, I sat in a hotel room a week ago, and I wrote out the words Baton Rouge and Shreveport would be the likely targets for the next false flag attack. I thought it was going to be Shreveport because they did a critical shooting incident there a few days before, and many of our listeners in that region had sent me information on that. And then I also got information from Baton Rouge that also I said in the same article, I said, could be either. And sure enough, it happened today, and Ted and I are going to get into that. It is the false flag for all false flags. I saw through it within 30 seconds. And after the show, you can go up and read my article that I've already got up there on this because it was such an obvious false flag. Ted and I will get into that here in just a minute. First of all, I want to let you know that we're brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals. That's my good friend Steve Quayle. And, folks, we are on the doorstep of martial law. And as Steve said quite succinctly, oh, gosh, what was it, maybe 3 months ago, what we used to talk about is no longer coming. It's here. And you need to get prepared. And Steve is going to help you get prepared for post-crash. You need to get cash out of the bank. You leave your cash in the bank right now, I'm telling you, it's as good as gone. You need to have a monthly operating fund, and then you need to convert to precious metals because you need to operate on the assumption we're going to survive, and we are going to survive. Together, we are going to make it through this. To get a hold of Steve, call him tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. And speaking of preparation, if you don't have at least 6 months of storable food for every member of your family, you're in harm's way. And this could go down this week in the Republican convention where everything comes to a standstill. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen during the Democratic convention, but we all feel it in our bones. Every one of us, from Doug Hagman to Steve to Ted to myself, we all feel that we're on the precipice of beyond false flags, but major, major false flag incidences that will paralyze this country and bring it to a standstill. All the indicators are there. And those of you that have followed me since my early days going back to Wickenburg, when I was on there locally to RBN to here, you have never heard me be quite this vociferous about this, but I'm telling you, we are on the doorstep of martial law. I just don't know when they're going to pull the plug, but all the pieces are falling into place. And with our various guests tonight, we're going to be talking about that as well, too. So how do you get prepared? How do you get enough food for your family? Well, go to numana.com/Hodges. Best prices, best quality. It's great tasting food. I mean, some of it's like gourmet food. It's so good. But you're not going to necessarily buy it for the gourmet taste. You're going to buy it because you need to protect your family for what's coming. And again, that's numana.com/Hodges. And again, I want to remind everybody, because the subject of the UN is going to come up repeatedly tonight, and the movie Armageddon with the senior executive producer, my good friend Gary Haven, he nailed it. Their whole staff nailed it. In fact, they're going to be back. We're going to have a couple of people on from that show in 2 weeks. There's been an attempted assassination with one of the producers, and we're going to get into all that in 2 weeks. But if you haven't seen that movie, you need to try to go see it. Now, I will tell you this, if Gary is not able to open it in your neighborhood and he is planning more releases in different geographic locations, he is going to come out with a CD set in the fall. I don't have enough information on that to really comment knowledgeably, except I do know that that is coming. Now, one more thing. Facebook is being sued by Pam Gelder and friends for their blatant censorship, and that's the least of their transgressions. Facebook is also guilty of, in my opinion, from what I've seen from the evidence, and they're being sued for it, facilitating terrorist-related murders. Yes, and they're being taken to court. They're being sued for $1 billion. After the show, go up to the Common Sense Show, and you can see the article on that. You need an alternative for social media, and you've heard me talk about this group a lot, Scene.life, and I'm happy as heck with Scene.life. I don't get censored. It's a very collegial atmosphere there. People are helpful, share information, and this is what we want from our social media. We don't need to have groups like Facebook that hates everything that is conservative and Christian and will block conservative Christian views, anti-Hillary Clinton posts, but meanwhile have an assassination Donald Trump page, and then depict Black Lives Matter individuals slashing the throats of police officers and characters. That's okay. They allow that. So we need to get away from Facebook and get to Scene.life. And speaking of Scene.life, next week, Chris Kitsky, the owner and founder of Scene.life, is going to be our guest, and we're going to talk about what we can all gain from this. Now, I think that takes care of our preliminaries here, and I'm sorry for being so long-winded, but we did have some business to clear up, and I want to welcome our first guest on, and he kind of stayed over from his last, from our last show here on Global Star Radio Network, Ted Brower. And Ted, I want to welcome you to the show, and my friend, we don't have enough time to talk about all the things that are going on.
No, Dave, we don't. In fact, I was not live for the last hour. We played a tape, the best show from last week, because I knew I was going to be on with you, and I want to be fresh for your show tonight. So if you guys are hearing me now, I'm live. And, of course, you know that Austin did the last half of the last show from Friday night for the last hour. So I hope you enjoyed that show. But, you know, what's interesting to me, Dave, is that, you know, as we progress down the slippery slope of globalism, you know, it's almost as if, you know, we've got to that point now where we're going under for the third dunk. And, you know, when we're losing our rope on the side, and, you know, we've just got to hang on. And we've got to realize that these guys are being exposed all over the place. This Clinton mess with these emails and this involvement as a Dropbox in passing all these secrets to all these nations, you know, it's everywhere now. And quite frankly, I don't think it's going to allow her to win the election if the election is legitimate. But there's two articles I want to read you, or parts of these articles, real quick. And then I want to start on a bunch of nutrition stuff because, you know, we only have like 45 minutes, and so I don't have a lot of time to cover a lot of really in-depth stuff with you tonight. But this is a really interesting article. And, Dave, I'm just going to read you part of it. If it's wrong, go ahead and correct me, because some of the research that I haven't done, but this was from Gordon Duff. and he's talking about how America is the world's most dangerous dictatorship. He brought this out last week. And what's interesting about this, he said that during the Clinton years, he said powerful Nazi-inspired elements in America plotted what has been the successful overthrow of the American Constitution. The movement was led by the rogue industrialist John Mellon Scaife, S-C-A-I-F-E. He goes, it was all financed through the Rothschild-owned controlled Federal Reserve Corporation. A hidden secret society in plain sight was set up called the Federalist Society. This program was devised by the CIA, recruited thousands of budding sociopathic personality types, recruiting them into the Federal Society and channeling them into top law firms and government agencies. There they were pushed forward after a decade, ran the Department of Justice, nearly every court in the nation, controlled law schools. They also controlled every regulatory agency, banking, finance, food, drug safety. They also controlled five justices of the Supreme Court. During the Clinton administration, they managed to temporarily get control of the U.S. House of Representatives through the help of the contract with America with Newt Gingrich, financed by Robert Murdoch. In payment for this, Newt gave Murdoch an American broadcast network, Fox, that, though it was illegal because you had an American citizen to own it, but that's okay. Gingrich eventually gave Murdoch and citizenship as well. When things really paid off was in 2000 during the Clinton administration, when Scaife hired lawyer Ken Starr to investigate the Clinton and get himself nominated as special prosecutor. Scaife paid Starr by naming him president of Pepperdine University, which Scaife controlled, for those who care about the facts. Clinton backer George Soros then hired former CIA agent named Steve Kangas to get the dirt on Scaife. Kangas amassed enough evidence on Scaife and his deal with Starr to have them both prosecuted. Scaife, Scalia, and the Federalists had Kangas kidnapped and murdered in order to save Ken Starr, who had been promised a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court. And you can look into that, he says. The deal came into reality in the life in 2000. The CIA and the Diebold Corporation had contracted with computer guru Michael Connell, who developed software that would simply flip votes on electronic voting machines. Targeted would be the states of Ohio, Florida, and Virginia only, piling up votes in key precincts just enough to guarantee control of the Electoral College. In 2000, even with the millions of votes flipped, exit polls support Bush by losing by 5 million votes. The election couldn't be saved, and here the Federalists stepped in and had their five Supreme Court justices step in, overthrow both the areas of equal protection and states' rights of the Constitution to put Bush in office. By 2005, a 5-4 vote in the Supreme Court in the Citizens United case overturned for all-time limitations on foreign and corporate spending on American elections, citing an end to democracy in America. And then Michael McConnell, the GOP computer flip guru, then suddenly died in a mysterious plane crash in Ohio just before his testifying about his role in the CIA votes flipping scandal. Now, what's interesting about that, Dave, and the reason I brought this up, you know, we really have a situation in this country right now where we have to get a legitimate election. I think that Roger Stone is aware of all of these things, and I believe that he's probably going to make sure that there's enough safeguards in place to ensure that if Clinton, you know, loses, she's going to lose, and if Trump wins, he's going to win. All right, but what do you think about this, Dave? Anything you want to add to all of those little facts I just gave out?
You know, I did a report. Actually, I did a podcast on this and a subsequent small article about a new Stanford study that shows they studied the Democratic primary, Hillary versus Bernie, and what they found was when there were paper trails, the election polls matched both the exit polls and the pre-election polls. They matched the results when there was a paper trail. But in states where they only used electronic voting machines, Clinton exceeded expectations by more than 9%. But here's the big thing. Clinton, there's two major manufacturers of these electronic voting machines, Ted, and both of them donate to the Clinton Foundation.
That's right. And one of them is controlled through Soros, if I remember reading correctly.
Yes, that's correct.
And so, you know, what's interesting about this is we all have to just hope and pray that the GOP puts enough safeguards in, and there aren't enough GOP people in there that want Clinton in office because they want it to be as it was. And they were put in by these Federalist folks. Now, here's another interesting article. This is by Preston James. And it says it's the top secret Khazarian mafia, which is the Rothschild mafia, human disposal operations. And this is an interesting article. I want to read this to your listeners because I would have done it on my show tonight, but I wanted to do it on your show. So here's the Rothschild Mafia game plan, which was used to destroy Russia and mass murder over 100 million innocent Russians beginning in 1917 to build up the Nazis and drag the world into a war, which resulted in another 55 million recorded deaths, and build up Mao's China in mass murder as well as another 100 million deaths. These terrorist families, these Rothschilds, you know, are basically mind controlling by various sophisticated means using psychotronics such as pulse beam microwaves, which we've talked about those, and biological chemical means, and you're going to have the fluoride and the Prozac and all the other stuff. And this way, the secret armies can be transformed from freedom fighters into terrorists who do outrageous atrocities against innocents. And he goes, and yes, real atrocities are done, but even more are the morphed fake videos in front of green screen by these Rothschild actors to prepare numerous propaganda films to be distributed by the Rothschild-controlled mass major media and a major set of psyops on the American people. These real and fake narratives are then used to manipulate people into sacrificing their soldiers as cannon fire and weaken any survival disposed of also. It also, what it does, since we're in a groupthink mode anyhow, it puts us all into like a herd rush mentality, like we did with 9/11, Dave, in which they got the Patriot Act passed very quickly because of the shock of what happened. Right. This is what they specialize in. This is something they've been using for centuries. And then what ends up happening is, you know, when the dust clears, the Rothschilds associated key corporations, about 147 of them, each with interlocked corporate boards and directors comprised mostly of the same players over and over again, they can get access to any country's valuable resources. This mafia knows how to keep redeploying these, quote, Blackwater type mercenaries until they're basically, you know, disposed of, until the Blackwater guys are just fried. This keeps them distracted, and the very large monthly payments they receive is a big reward to keep them on board, but they don't want them to stay alive extensively because they're afraid they'll turn back on them. The Rothschilds have been distributing massive propaganda based on these big lies and false narratives through the mainstream media that Assad was a nasty tyrant and torturing and murdering his people and deploying poisonous gas, and this author says that's not true. But he said the biggest problem is that the agents of these folks, they want to clear out Iran and Syria so they can run pipelines for crude oil and natural gas to Europe instead of Russia. That's right. I know that's accurate. And they're doing everything they can to try to provoke Russia into World War III with America. But Putin and the Russian Federation have been too crafty and well-informed to fall into this trap, which would pit the Russian Federation against America in one big disposal op to get rid of both. And he said Putin completely checked the Rothschilds' ISIS in the Mideast by exposing that it's a CIA, Mossad, Turkish, and Saudi covert operation based on crimes against humanity, which we all know that now. And all over the world, we now have newly emergent, growing, and quite powerful boycott against these guys. This has freaked out the mafia, and they're panicking, and they decided now to use ISIS to completely destabilize the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, and also Europe. The game plan here is to embed mind-controlled and mildly retarded and trained young males and these immigrants who will sexually abuse European women. Meanwhile, the key European leaders, he says, are also being controlled with either psychotronic, chemical, biological, or large bribes. This mafia is to punish European nations for their growing wanting to leave the EU. He says this mafia is a vicious backup plan if this mass rapist immigrant strategy fails. He says they want to use Blackwater-type mercenaries run by the CIA and Mossad to set off large terrorist bombings in public arenas and facilities to be falsely but convincingly blamed on ISIS and radical Islamics. He says the key intel agencies of the NSA, the CIA, Mossad have been completely penetrated by the Russian Federation. That's interesting. He says that Putin is aware of this. He says this means that Putin and the Russian Federation intel agencies all have complete knowledge of the American, UK, New Zealand, Israeli intel, all of it. Then this is where it gets very interesting. Because Trump knows that Putin, what Putin knows, and he also probably believes that Putin will not leak any of this information because they don't want to start a World War III if he leaks stuff about Clinton. If the intel is linked by Russia through European back channels and newspapers, internet sources, unless mitigated by major covering events as major false flags or major war, perhaps with a full-scale nuclear exchange, it would bring down the entire D.C. establishment hierarchy. This would expose hundreds of these traitors, you know, to the ruined lives or actionable prosecution. And so he said, and this includes high-level positions in the United States government, DHS, CIA, FBI, in other agencies. But this is when it gets really interesting. Here's what happened with Clinton. This is what he says. She was instructed to use her email the way she did as part of a high-level CIA covert operation to trick foreign nations by providing access to seemingly important intel that was salted with strategic misinformation designed to mislead. Her email system was a national security operation, and she was the cutout, the vehicle. He goes on to say, he said he has this information, but he can't vet it from other sources, that Hillary was, as Secretary of State, doing tasks as part of a very sensitive national security covert operation. She was selling weapons, export licenses, to foreign nations who would then buy mm-hmm. weapons and split the shipments in half, keeping half for themselves and shipping the other half to ISIS. Then the foundation slush fund could be used to pay off super key delegates with large offshore stipends referred to as set-aside allocations in foreign numbered accounts. In this way, the CIA could make certain their selected cutout would win the election. See, this whole thing's set up for Hillary to win this election by using the money they're making off of this. And then she goes, and of course, this mafia, this Rothschild group, has numerous backup plans to manipulate, process, and transform the consciousness and group mind of the American sheeple by deploying sophisticated false flag attacks designed to manipulate Americans into giving up their basic constitutionally guaranteed God-given rights to own firearms and to defend themselves against any United States government that becomes a tyrannical. Now, Dave, now you're going to have to help me on that. There's a lot of stuff in there that I don't have access to about Hillary's emails and the Dropbox supposedly that she was using by this. What is the scoop on all that? Because I know all the listeners want to know all that.
Well, I've heard through my channels that some of what you're saying is true.
Okay.
In terms of her being put out there. Well, put it this way. They put her out there and compromised her and told her it was for national security, but it was also a way the globalists could control her. She couldn't take a right turn or a left turn without being exposed and going to prison.
No.
So that part's true.
Okay,
but
good.
The other thing that we need to realize is she didn't just stop with carrying out national security operations as ill-advised as they might have been and as illegal as they were. She conducted her own business, and I will tell you what Aaron Klein sent out as a general distribution. And Aaron Klein is one of the best journalists of our time. He sent out a series of emails, you know, post, let's squash all of them, or pre, I should say, and he got them all out. I got six of them that I counted where she was telegraphing the movements of Ambassador Stevens starting in 2011 before he was killed in September of 2012. And let me speak to the significance of this. Hillary Clinton's an accessory to murder.
That's right.
She started broadcasting his movement so she could hide it within the noise, and if it ever got exposed, that if she had only broadcast one time, hey, he's going to be here at Benghazi on this date during these times, and he ends up getting assassinated, the trail comes back to her. But if she broadcasts a number of these emails with his locations, she can say this was a matter of course. Now, first of all, that's Bravo Sierra, because it is illegal. It is a federal crime to transmit the movements, especially with someone on a security mission like a diplomat would be, their location and their itinerary for just the reasons that happen. So, Ted, some of what you're saying when you're quoting, I believe it was Duff,
yep.
is accurate, but there were emails that went off the rail to serve her purpose. Now, why did they have to have Stevens killed? Because in Libya, he was running drugs and guns and child sex trafficking rings to pay for money to arm Al-Qaeda to overthrow Gaddafi. And why were they overthrowing Gaddafi? Because he wanted a gold-backed currency and said, to hell with a unified currency in Africa.
Right.
That's why, Ted. So she is an accessory to murder. I don't care how they excuse what she did as national security. She still stepped outside that role and had Ambassador Stevens murdered. In fact, let's just go to one area where this is not in dispute. He asked Hillary Clinton multiple occasions, he being Ambassador Stevens, to up his security force, and she refused, citing finance. Now, here we have a president that's tripled the national debt, and we're worried about what it costs to put a platoon of Marines around a diplomat.
Well, you know,
it doesn't
also
make any sense.
No, I watched that movie 13 Hours again the other night, and I watched it a little bit more objectively this time, because the first time it was kind of emotional when I saw it at the theater. So I watched it here. It's out on DVD, and everybody needs to get a copy of it. And what was interesting about it, Stevens went in to speak to this group of people, and I turned to this giant news conference, and he had security detail with him, and they said, how did all these people, how did the news media, how did everybody find out he was here? They're not supposed to know he's here. How'd they find this out? And then almost at the very end of the movie, they were like, how'd they get the mortar coordinates for our safe house? This is a secret CIA safe house. How'd they get the mortar coordinates to start dropping mortars on us? Then the guy's kind of thinking, like, at the end, like, you know, we're lucky any of us got out alive. And quite frankly, I don't think any of them were supposed to get out alive, Dave. They gave the mortar coordinates to the safe house. They were overrun with militants. It's only because of these SEALs and Army Rangers and these just incredibly, just incredible soldiers that they were able to kill all of those guys attacking the compound and stay alive with only a few deaths. The thing that's crazy about all of this is I think they were going to sacrifice that entire safe house and all of those CIA operatives, and I think all of them were going to die. And they knew that, and they were okay with it because they refused to even let an F-16 fly over, and they had a Predator drone above them that could have launched a Hellfire missile at any point in time, and they refused to do it. That whole operation was supposed to go sideways, and everybody was supposed to die, and then they could have just denied that it was ever there because it was a secret safe house in the middle of Libya that no one knew about. See, that's what I think happened. After I watched that movie and I listened to the dialogue, and a whole bunch of the CIA guys that were there at the end, it says, I had a whole bunch of them listed. So-and-so retired, so-and-so retired, so-and-so quit, so-and-so resigned, and blah, 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 all the way down, because they knew they had been hung out to dry by this administration, by this Rothschild mafia that's running the thing, and that basically Hillary Clinton. And they were covering up all the weapons, all the drugs, all the child trafficking, and probably that safe house was coordinating all of that, and they wanted it nice and tidy, and they wanted it all cleaned up. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, there's one more element to this, and I've told this on the air, so forgive me if you all heard this before, but I think it's relevant to what Ted is saying. General Hamm, and now he's been turned, but General Hamm was going to launch a rescue mission based on the advice of Admiral Guyette, commander of Carrier Task Force 3, who had a drone in the air and was surveilling what was going on. And both men were arrested, unknown to them, by their executive officers who were CIA. They didn't know they were CIA until they were going to violate Panetta's orders, and they were going to go ahead and rescue Ambassador Stevens. And the reason they were going to do it is because this was at a time when Obama was firing military commanders left and right who he felt were too conservative to serve under him. And they knew about the dirt in the Obama administration, and they knew if they could rescue Stevens, he and his bodyguards would sing like canaries and bring this administration down. And this is why they had to be arrested. Now, what's interesting, Hamm, I understand, is converted to being a Muslim. This is the word I've got. And Admiral Guyette's totally disappeared off the radar screen. He was being held under house arrest at Bremerton Naval Base. The last I had on that was about 2 years ago. But I can't find out where he's at. I don't know if he's alive, dead, or what. But, Ted, that to me, kind of ties together the loops that you are talking about here. And, again, this goes back to Hillary Clinton's emails. So right. Many of her emails link into these illegal activities, right. And this is why they had to be squashed. And because right. of great researchers like Aaron Klein, we were able to get our hands on at least a few of these.
Well, that's exactly right. So the whole point of me covering this tonight is this whole thing's a giant psyop with all of these false flags to cover up all of this information about Hillary. And pretty much every time something bad happens or comes out about Hillary, I can pretty much guarantee within a couple of days, if they can't control the media and what's happening, they're going to automatically do another false flag. There's probably a whole bunch of them in the works. These guys, this Rothschild mafia, you know, being run through the Exchange Stability Fund, you know, this shadow government that we have that's kind of in the middle of all this, including the Bilderbergers and the Vatican Bank, you know, the Council on 300, this whole group of people that are involved in this, they've finally begun to realize that because of the alternative media, like your show, Dave, and Hagman, and my show, and Alex Jones, and Joyce, that we're all out there telling the truth about what's going on, and they're saying, oh my gosh, we're losing the narrative and the mainstream media. See, that's one of the things that Hitler said and Goebbels said back in World War II, before World War II. You've got to control the media, and you have to control the narrative. If you can't control the narrative, people start to think. And if they, and basically, you remember, you know, Aldous Huxley said that they need to be using the drugs to control people so they can't think anymore. They don't want anybody thinking about what's going on. In fact, on Friday night, I did a show with Doug Hagman. You guys need to listen to at least the first hour if you get a chance. And I go over to all of these guys from the 1800s and what they did and who they did, all the guys from H.G. Wells, all of these guys and who they were involved with and who they really were. And the majority of them were either atheists or Satanists, and they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff back then. It was all to bring in this new world order, and it was all being financed through the Rothschild banking cartel. And I tie everything together, all the pieces together, and that on the show I did on Friday night with Doug. So I just want to cover this stuff with you guys tonight again, because this is so pertinent, because this thing that's happened with Hillary, it's like the Bible says that, you know, in the latter days, Jesus said this, it's going to be like a veil is going to be pasted over the, put over the eyes of the non-believer so they cannot see and hear the truth, you know, by Satan, by the God of this world. And next week on Sunday night, I'm going to cover that in detail in scripture on my show before Dave's show next week. I'm going to give you like 20 or 30 scriptures tying this together and how they're doing this mass hypnosis on the population of the planet and in the United States because of all their human sacrifice they do, the satanic stuff they do, and how the Bible lays it right out and explains it in detail of why these people do what they do and why they get away with it, and how the people are just blinded that are these Democrats that will support Hillary regardless of the truth that's being exposed on her. And I'll show you next Sunday night why this is going on. So it's going to be a good show next Sunday night too. That'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now also, Dave, right now, before we get started on the health stuff, I know a lot of you guys and a lot of the listeners who listen to your show support Health Masters, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm going to do something very special for you guys. I'm going to carry it over from Doug's show also. There's going to be a coupon code for you guys. It's going to be Dave CD Set, D-A-V-E CD Set, and what we're going to do is I have a $120, $129 CD set that we have extra in inventory at the office. It's called Maximum Success: How You Can Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. It's a $129 series. We've sold thousands and thousands and thousands of these over the years. And I want to give this CD set to every one of your listeners for free when they order $200 worth of supplements from Health Masters, like a 60% discount on the total, you know, order for the $200. It's a phenomenal value. And it's a great CD set. It has like the 27 reasons people are not prospering, the 28, 29 reasons people, you know, basically are successful, how to start your own successful business. I've got a master's degree in business from Florida State University. I used to teach marketing and management at the university level, and I just basically have a lot of background in that. And I took all of the stuff that I learned over the last 30 or 40 years, and I put it into this CD set, and I've gotten tremendous results with people from all over the world who've used this for helping them with their own finances, with their own health. What it is a three-dimensional lifestyle program to help people learn how to be disease-free, debt-free, and worry-free, and it's going to be free. Because a lot of you guys are already ordering supplements from us, thank you. And just put an order in, $200, no extra freight, no freight extra, nothing. We're going to toss it in the box with your order, but you've got to say Dave CD Set. And if we can, this is only good for the why supplies last, because we only have a few hundred of these, and you know, we sell them as we're going anyhow. But I'm not going to reorder these because CDs are, you know, basically old school, and now we're going to be shifting things back over to different types of format. But I want to make sure everybody understood that. It's going to be Dave CD Set. Now let's talk about the DARK Act that got passed last week.
Ted, before we leave, I want to make sure we cover the shootings today.
Let's do it.
Okay, I want to make sure we hit that because I got a number of emails. I want to talk about that. And yeah, let's go back, and this is not in a case of I told you so. But when you get as much criticism as I did when I named Baton Rouge and Shreveport, and I really thought it was going to be Shreveport, but I did mention Baton Rouge because I had intel from there. I had a nurse, I had a cop write to me and said that they were very concerned in Baton Rouge, and here's why. So let's get right down to it. I went immediately when this happened. Channel 2 was on the scene from Baton Rouge, and they said in there, multiple shooters. This is just like Dallas all over again. And then by the time they get down to the Louisiana State Patrol spokesperson, he's saying, oh, we killed the one shooter. And I'm going to throw this at you, Ted, and you may not want to react to it. You may not know about what I'm talking about. But 2 years ago, I covered this in detail where I befriended two Border Patrol agents, and they both told me how they were housing MS-13 people until they had 8 to 10 of them, and they were releasing them into the interior of the country. And I received recent intel that said that MS-13 would be used to kill American police officers, and I published an article on that this week. And, man, I took a lot of criticism, and that's okay. That goes with the territory. But what I want to be real clear about, Ted, is that MS-13, their main role right now is to kill politicians and policemen for the drug cartels. And they have been brought here, I believe, to do the work that's going to be blamed on Black Lives Matter. I am absolutely convinced, and I don't have the proof, but based on what I know, I am absolutely convinced they will have black patsies from BLM while the sophisticated assassins of the MS-13 will actually carry out the hits. And I think this is what happened today in Baton Rouge.
I don't know, Dave. I mean, you know a lot more about that than I do. I haven't even studied up on that, but I know the gangs that are coming out of Mexico are vicious, and the 13 gang, they're one of the worst. And I know that the Border Control has been arresting them, but they still let them bring them into the country. I mean, it's you know what's so funny to me? You know, you'll read an article where the government's deporting X amount of people that are basically here, you know, their visas have expired or whatever. The primary people they're deporting are the good people. People just need to get out. I mean, I've got friends of mine who are from Canada, and if they stay here too long, they get sent back to Canada, or if they come from Germany, they get sent back to Germany without the proper visas. But these guys that they're bringing in, these C-130 transport planes from Syria and from the Middle East, and these jihadists, you know, they're pretty much all, you know, probably 80, 90 IQ. They just do what they're told to do. These guys, they don't deport these guys, Dave. They want them. They want to bring them here. Now, what do you think about this attempted coup in Turkey? Do you think that was legit, or do you think that Erdogan did that?
False flag.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
It's false flag.
The night of the long knives. Now he's got all of his guys locked up that he wanted to get locked up.
There's another element involved in this, though, because I don't think that Turkey, let's put it this way, everybody got something out of this that they wanted to get out of it. Not just the CIA, but also Turkey. Turkey's been wanting to do an oil deal, and I don't have that information in front of me that has the name of it. I wrote about it a couple of years ago, and it's been an on-again, off-again deal, and the Russians wanted to work through Turkey because of the problems in the Ukraine that were interfering in their natural gas shipments into Europe and cutting into their profits. And Putin got talked to very seriously. If you remember, he disappeared for about 10 days.
Yep.
Part of what I've learned that he was told is that you will take care of the interests of natural gas and this will not happen again. So he's been after Turkey to do this, and Turkey wants to do it because it's a great economic boon to him. And I understand that this deal is now going to go forward, and they've leveraged this in Turkey for their benefit. And that's something that you're not seeing in the alternative media at all. It's something that I predict in the next couple of weeks you will be seeing. So that's one thing, Ted. The other thing about this false flag situation is that Turkey gets to come out of this with not just concessions for the pipeline, but for access to more powerful U.S. weapons such as the F-35.
Oh, I fully believe that. Also, remember, Turkey is one of the primary drop locations for the Afghan heroin. I mean, people have to get that. I mean, you can't ignore that. And that Afghan heroin is transmitted through Turkey and gets distributed back up into Europe and into the United States. And it's just what it is. It's the CIA again. So every time you open a book on any of this, this is why John F. Kennedy wanted to get rid of the CIA today, because they're just so corrupt. I mean, they're only supposed to be working on foreign soil. Don't believe that for a second. These guys are bad news. I mean, these are bad news folks, and they overthrow governments that just don't do their will anymore is what happens. And so I personally think this was the night of the long knives. He knows who all the government dissenters are. He's had them arrested, and they'll probably be either beheaded or hanged or whatever they're going to do to them, but it's not going to be pretty, and I'm sure we'll never hear about what happens. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I've heard they've already killed 19 people.
That's right.
That's one thing I know. But you're absolutely right, because this was a good way to flush out the opponents of the Turkish government that were anti-American and hardcore Sharia law.
That's right. That's right. But let's go to the DARK Act. The DARK Act passed. It's also known as the Robert Stabenow Bill, S-764. This is bad. This is real bad. There's no teeth to this. They're going to have to either use barcode scanners for like your smartphones, or they're going to have to use phone numbers. They're not going to have to say anything's GMO anymore or clean. They're basically got away with it. Monsanto and Whole Foods, by the way, was also actively involved in getting this thing passed. So, you know, I've told my listeners, I personally am not going to go to Whole Foods anymore. I'm done. I'm just done with them because of the leadership of that organization. has done this because they refuse. There's probably a huge health food store that sells all this healthy stuff, and you find out that a lot of their stuff is GMO, and they don't even label it. So now I'm done with Whole Foods, and the reality is this. The Congress guys and the Senate guys that passed this bill, you know, I don't know if they were from the Federal Society or what, but all I know is this. These guys don't need to go back into Washington. These congressional guys that did this, two-year terms, they need to be out. I mean, the United States population, over 90% of us want to know what we're eating. We've had enough of this mess with all of these gut problems that so many people are having. And now, here we go again. Now we've got to have to deal with this nonsense. And it'll be retracted again. There'll be enough screaming about it here in a couple of years. They'll get rid of it again. But it's sad, Dave, that it passed. Because I called up my do-nothing senators here in Florida, including Bubble Boy Rubio. And, of course, they all don't do anything to stop any of this nonsense. By the way, one other quick hike, because we're only got about 20 minutes left. Doctors are now making parents admit that they are knowingly endangering their child's life with a new vaccine refusal form. Now, guys, I can't tell you what to do legally. You can check with your attorney. But a lot of the stuff that you, if you refuse to get your kids vaccinated, they're wanting you to sign all of these crazy documents now. Quite frankly, I'm just going to say no if they ask me any of these things. I'm just going to say no, I don't want to sign that. Thank you for the offer, but no thank you. They can't make you sign anything. You have that right. I mean, I remember years ago, I had an alarm go off in my house, and the sheriff brought me a $50 fine over, and you know, and basically brought it to my front door and says, "Here, you need to sign that I'm giving you this." And I said, "I'm not going to sign that." And he goes, "I don't know what that says." And he goes, "Well, you have to sign it." And he goes, "If you don't sign it, I'm going to arrest you." That's what the guy said to me, standing at my front door, a big guy, about 6'5". And I said, "Well, if you're going to arrest me, you probably need to call your boss up first, because if you're going to arrest me for not signing something because I don't want to sign for a $50 fine for my alarm system, which they've since stopped doing, by the way, I said, you probably need to call your boss up." So he's like, "I don't have a phone with me." I said, "Well, you can come in the house. You can come in the house and make use my telephone." So he comes in the office and sits down. He's standing there. I can hear his boss yelling at him all the way across the room. "You can't arrest somebody for not signing a paper." Guys, listen to me. You're giving evidence against yourself when you sign stuff. They want you to say, "If my child does not receive this vaccine according to the medically accepted schedule, the consequences may include contracting the illnesses the vaccine is designed to prevent. The outcomes of these illnesses may include one or more of the following: certain types of cancer, pneumonia, illness, hospitalization, death, brain damage, paralysis, meningitis, seizures." See, they can't prove it does any of this stuff, but they want you to sign it. It's basically like signing a child abuse confession. So, in my opinion, you need to talk to your attorney, but I'm not going to sign something like that. Now, the AMA is also issuing more, by the way, more holistic doctors died this past week. The AMA is now issuing new threats to outspoken holistic doctors, warning them they're going to take their licenses away. They actually went after Dr. Oz. They're doing a whole bunch of other stuff all over the United States now, trying to stop this onslaught of information from alternative media, like with Katie. I mean, Katie's cancer is gone. Okay, they don't want people knowing that Katie's cancer is gone, breast cancer is gone, without chemotherapy and without radiation. They don't even understand how to do that, the vast majority of them, but they don't want people talking about it. But they also don't want you to know that. Here's another article that says, "Are psych drugs killing 500,000 seniors?" I mean, psych drugs cause dizziness, unsteady gait, falling, hip fractures, impaired thinking, memory loss, nausea, diarrhea, sexual dysfunction, insomnia. This list goes on and on and on. In fact, it's estimated that psych meds put 49 million Americans at risk for cancer, and this article says up to 500,000 people a year could be dying from psych drugs like Prozac and Zoloft. And then we have the other article here I want to cover tonight from Kelly Brogan, medical doctor. She's a great psychiatrist, by the way, and she's talking about homicide in the SSRI alibi, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac, and how more and more people are going to court and saying that they killed somebody because they're taking Prozac. Now, the craziest thing about this is, guys, this is true. It's one of the side effects. People kill people on these drugs. And that's one of the things that we saw back when I wrote back in the 90s. I started doing the research when we had all of the stuff happening with Columbine, et cetera. I started doing the research of all of these kids who were shooting people. These weren't false flags back then. These were real shootings, okay? And these kids were actually coming in there with guns and pistols and shooting other children and killing themselves. And what was shown, they had videotape of them doing it. Notice that all our videotapes pretty much non-existent nowadays, and neither are the bodies and neither is the blood, you know, whatever. And what's interesting about all of this is that the more research that I did, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, they actually do make people go crazy. They make people want to kill other people than kill themselves. Happens all the time. That's why there's a suicide box warning on the product itself. Guys, listen to me. we have a really good healthy brain protocol in my office at healthmasters.com. It really helps you to feel good. It stabilizes your moods. It gives you tremendous energy. I had a guy the other day who was tinting some windows for me in one of my cars here at the house. He was feeling really down. I gave him some of these supplements. He called me back the next day. He goes, dude, what'd you give me? He goes, man, I had the best day I've had in a long time. I actually feel great. Another guy just contacted me out of Seattle. He got some of our 5-HTP. He goes, I feel for the first time, I feel fine. I mean, I'm not depressed right now. He goes, wow, this stuff is amazing. Well, yeah, if you give your brain what it needs, it makes the chemicals that it needs, like serotonin, in enough quantity to make you feel good, especially the methylated B vitamins. So, guys, listen to me. Fish oil by itself, omega-3 oil, good high-quality fish oil, has been shown to be more effective at combating mild to moderate forms of depression than Prozac. In fact, turmeric is another one that does a great job as far as getting rid of problems with depression, according to some of the recent studies that are done. So there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a healthy standpoint to get rid of a lot of these conditions that a lot of people have, Dave, without taking all these drugs that make you want to go kill somebody. Now, Pepsi, by the way, is putting aspartame back into their diet drinks. They took it out a year ago. They removed it because it causes brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, and optic nerve degradation. It contains 10% methanol, 45% aspartic acid, and 45% phenylalanine. Then the aspartic acid goes to the brain where there's an aspartic acid receptor site and releases dopamine. It's one of the most addictive products ever put into the population. And this aspartame was given us to buy none other than Donald Rumsfeld, okay? And, and so I personally believe it was a brain entrainment compound that was being used to dumb down the American population and to get rid of short-term memory. People get so addicted to this stuff, Dave, they will fight you to try, if you try to take one of their diet sodas away. And so Pepsi here apparently has learned that they can't help that losing when they're doing that. Now here's another interesting article. This is the benefits of green tea. Green tea is what we use in our purple sticks. And it says the green tea now has been shown that it, apparently that it can actually help reduce the risks of these different types of plaques that are responsible for Alzheimer's and other types of neurological disorders. Now that's wonderful for me because I knew I liked the purple sticks anyhow. And so this is just great because I take one every single morning. But the reality is green tea is a health beverage. Coffee is not. Now, I know I'm stepping on some toes when I say that, and no, I haven't had any green tea, and no, I haven't had a purple stick tonight, and no, I haven't had any coffee. I just feel pretty good today. But the truth is coffee will elevate cortisol, and the cortisol basically is a stress hormone. It makes you age very quickly, and it also massively increases the risks of arthritis and cancer and heart disease and adult onset diabetes. So if you're drinking a lot of coffee every day, you probably need to substitute that for green tea or for the purple sticks. That's what I did. Now, occasionally I still have a cup of coffee, and I feel great the first day I drink it. And if I have it a second day, I feel pretty good. By the third day, my cortisol is so high that I've got brain fog, and I feel absolutely awful, and I can't sleep at night. It massively interferes with my melatonin production and my sleep patterns and my circadian rhythm. So I stay away from coffee. I probably haven't had any coffee. Well, I had a couple cups when I was over in Germany back in May in the morning for breakfast because you have a buffet, but I'm not going to buy coffee at a restaurant. I'm certainly not going to go to Starbucks and give them $5 for a cup of coffee. That's nonsense. By the way, and we've covered this before on your show, Dave, more evidence is coming out now. There's massive amounts of prescription drugs coming out of China and in U.S. medicine cabinets, including your supplements. A lot of vitamin supplements are now being manufactured in China, and the FDA inspector simply can't keep up with all of this stuff. And they said there's alarming gaps that are still remain in Chinese drug manufacturing and safety standards. So, guys, the FDA is constantly sending warning letters to China. And I'm here to tell you, if your supplements are made in China, which you probably don't know if you're getting them from a major box store, I wouldn't put them in my body. Anytime you eat a supplement or have a pill to take or a vitamin, it needs to be a liquid in capsule, or it needs to be liquid, or it needs to be powder in capsule, and you need to make sure it's a cellulose gel capsule, which means it's not from pork gelatin, so there's no pork or bovine gelatin in there. The bovine is not as bad, but the porcine is bad. Don't put that on your body. And always remember that your supplements are only as good as the manufacturer or the quality control standards that are used to manufacture those products. Really, really important that you remember that. Now, also, France is now vowing to outlaw Monsanto's glyphosate by 2018 and go against the EU because they've put it back in again. and they're saying that the herbicide is destroying biodiversity and causing massive honeybee die-offs. And there's a lot of things that Roundup will do. I'm sure it can kill honeybees. It'll kill you. It'll kill honeybees. And there are like 20 different types of cancer and health disorders that were linked to Monsanto's glyphosate by their own record that was released through the Freedom of Information Act all the way back into the 70s, Dave. And now Monsanto is making its ugly comeback again. And Monsanto is now threatening legal action against the European Commission over a potential glyphosate ban. I mean, this is nuts that these guys think they have this kind of power, they can do whatever they want to do, and continue poisoning us. And here's the problem with this, and I want to share this with you one more time. Oats and all kinds of other products that aren't even GMO, they're spraying them like a week before they get harvested with glyphosate from the air, which is Roundup. And they're doing this as a desiccant to dry up the crop to help increase crop yield when the combines go through the fields. That's why you have to make sure it's organic. If you don't, any kind of oats that you get that aren't organic, there's a 99% probability that these guys have been sprayed with glyphosate right before they were harvested, which means they got soaked in glyphosate. Personally, I think that's causing a lot of the intestinal disorders. I think that's causing a lot of celiac disease. I think that's causing a lot of health issues. I personally believe it's causing a tremendous amount of Crohn's disease. I think this stuff's been linked to everything. And guys, you got to stay off of Roundup. The best thing we do in our yard now, if we get weeds when we don't want them, we'll get some salt, like from Sam's. You buy the pool salt or the hot water or the water softener salt, and just sprinkle it on the weeds. And the first time it rains, it goes right into the cracks where the concrete is, and it just kills the weeds immediately. And you don't have to worry about spraying stuff with weed killer. Now, what's interesting about this is the weed killer is temporary too, and they always grow back. And the salt, it'll come back over a period of time, but the salt's not going to hurt anything, Dave. What do you guys use out there in Arizona? Do you have very many weeds because you have such little precipitation?
We don't have that many, and we pretty much just dig them out. We're not burdened with them where I'm at.
Yeah, because we have it here in Florida. It's ridiculous.
But the problem that people have is that the Roundup can blow onto their property.
That's
where
right.
The seeds will germinate. And those seeds are predatory seeds. They'll take over the seeds that you have that are non-GMO.
That's right. That's right. When you get Roundup resistant corn or Roundup resistant anything, when you start putting the seeds and the pollen, it'll cross pollinate you, and then they want to sue you because you're using their pollen from their plant that was a mile away. Complete nonsense. Real quick, here's how artificial sweeteners can actually increase your appetite by up to 30%. This is a really interesting article. I've read a lot of these before. This one kind of made a little bit of sense. So I went ahead and copied it off. It said basically a team of researchers from the University of Sydney, they studied the effects of artificial sweeteners on humans and animal brains for the first time, and they found out that billions of people worldwide regularly consume sucralose, a sugar substitute with no calories or nutrients derived from sucrose, common table sugar. Is notably found in the majority of artificial sweeteners sold commercially. By the way, this is a chlorocarbon, the sucralose, which means it's basically a pesticide. So don't ever use it, okay? But it said what happens is they said that they exposed animals to this, and they became very hyperactive. They had insomnia. They had glucose intolerance. And they said that what happens is normally when you eat regular sugar, dopamine is released in the blood and brain, causing a secondary rise to produce dopamine again in the brain. When eating artificial sweeteners, dopamine doesn't happen. It doesn't rise up in the brain, and so your body is constantly telling you to eat more food, trying to get a dopamine trigger in the brain, which makes you eat about 30% more, and that's one of the reasons when people start using the artificial sweeteners, they massively start gaining weight. Plus, a lot of times, Dave, they'll eat a bunch of donuts and drink artificial sweeteners and sodas with it, trying to help compensate for all the calories from all the empty calories they're getting, which is complete nonsense. Just eat a healthy meal to start with. What I always try to do is I always try to have at least two servings of vegetables with one serving of protein with every meal. That stabilizes your blood sugar. I take a little bit of cod liver oil with that, maybe some supplements, and that gives me a really good overall healthy program to be on every single day. And remember, if you're eating lousy one day, you can eat good the next day. All you have to do is just stop eating bad the next day, and you're good. And again, if you're gaining 1 pound a month, it doesn't sound like a lot, but after a year, you gain 12 pounds. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot either, but after 10 years, you're over 100 pounds overweight. And that's what happens to a lot of people, Dave. You go to your high school reunion, they were athletes in high school, you see them 20 years, 30, 40 years, like with me later, and all of a sudden they were 180 pounds in high school, and they weigh 400 pounds. It didn't happen overnight. It was slowly, little by little by little. And also remember, fructose turns off the mechanism in your brain that tells you that you're hungry. It makes you ravenously hungry. So it turns off the mechanism in your brain that tells you that you're full, and it turns on the mechanism in your brain that tells you that you want to eat more. That's what high fructose does, high fructose corn syrup. So no matter what you do, stay away from the artificial sweeteners and stay away from high fructose corn syrup. You'd be better off just to eat regular, just sugar, sugar cane sugar, than you would fructose. It's that bad for you, and it also causes fatty liver, Dave. It's one of the most unhealthy things you can put in your body. In Pennsylvania, the health department now is trying to mandate HPV vaccines for all seventh grade boys and girls. This is nuts. Guys, girls, listen to me. This is one of those vaccines that doesn't work. The lead researcher who developed this product announced last year at a pediatric convention that it doesn't work, that it's basically killing kids, causing all kinds of health problems in these kids, including premature ovarian failure, also known as menopause, when they're 17 and 18 years old, these girls, and they can't have kids. I personally believe this thing is being used by the World Health Organization or whoever's in charge of distributing this stuff all over the planet to reduce the population and to reduce fertility in people. So guys, Gardasil is a product that you could live without, and boys, you certainly don't need it. Now also, Big Pharma is developing baby vaccines for pregnant women, Dave. If you're pregnant, it was sacrosanct back in the 60s and 70s that you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine ever, ever, ever. Ladies, if you're pregnant, don't be doing that. It's very, very important that you don't start getting immunizations to your child, because we now know that immunizations are directly linked to autism by Thompson's testimony, who works for the Food and Drug Administration, which, by the way, has received zero, and I repeat, zero mainstream exposure.
And you're only surprised at that?
No. I mean, it's ridiculous. Thompson wants to testify before Congress and do all kinds of stuff. They won't even call him. And I don't know how in the world they're keeping him quiet. I guess he still does some alternative news. But he said, look, we falsified the data. We shredded the papers. We sat around in a circle and we took our files and dumped them in the can and had them shredded. This is what we did. I kept copies of it because we knew that this product, this MMR vaccine, caused autism in these boys. He said, we proved it statistically, it does it. And it doesn't make any difference. That's why that movie Vaxxed was so important. But now in Texas, over in Austin, a lot of families, thousands and thousands of families who weren't refusing vaccinations are now refusing vaccines. And so now the government started to realize that this giant scam they've been running with the Rothschild-controlled pharmaceutical corporations is coming to a screeching halt. So mark my words on this. Sooner or later, they're going to be doing this mandate. It's going to be a crime not to get vaccinations for adults and for children if this current tyranny doesn't stop, Dave. That's why it's so important to get Donald Trump in the office. At least we'll have 8 years of breathing, because he even said, I've seen kids who are normal. They got a vaccine. They were autistic. He goes, we got to check into this and find out what's going on. He said that on national TV. Now, gosh, guys, who else has said that? He's a presidential candidate, Dave. I haven't heard it.
Well, I got to say something now, Ted. We're out of time.
Okay.
And again, healthmasters.com is Dr. Ted Brewer's site. And if you order $200 worth of product, he'll throw in a special CD set valued at $129. Ted, thanks so much for joining us. We got a scoot. We're at our top of the hour break. Great stuff. Wish we had more time. We'll have you back again soon.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
We'll see everybody else in hour number two with Bob Griswold as we talk about current events. Not enough time to talk about current events. We'll see you back here in a few minutes.